Now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Vice President Mike Pence is visiting ICE agents in Atlanta. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement field office in Atlanta, Georgia, to talk about border security.
We are standing with you, and we will keep standing with you as you enforce our laws and keep our community safe.
Now, the vice president noting that ICE operates under the Department of Homeland Security, created by former President George W. Bush in the aftermath of the 9/11 terrorist attack.
This month marks 16 years since Immigration and Customs Enforcement was created, and every single day since then. And men and women across this country, 20,000 American patriots, is a part of this agency.
Democrats running for their party's presidential nomination in 2020 are staying away from next week's APEC conference and what progressive groups see as a sign of a shifting political tide. Jeff Balaban is with the American Center for Law and Justice. He tells Fox News,
"This has truly reached a crisis level where now virtue signaling on the left means not to say we support Israel, or now they're trying to use different explanations for it. Even Ilhan Omar is trying to use different explanations for it. They keep on moving that bar. Oh, we like Israel, we just don't like Likud. We don't like Bibi Netanyahu. We like, but we don't." They've gotten to the point now where if you can't come to APAC, the most centrist organization, where everyone has always gone, with the common denominator across the board, what you're really saying is, we don't support Israel anymore.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. We have with us today Brian Kilmeade. He is the co-host of Fox and Friends on Fox News and the author of Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, the battle that shaped America's destiny. Brian Kilmeade, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you for being here.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So the Battle of New Orleans, which this book discusses in depth, was part of the War of 1812 between the United States and Great Britain. So tell us a little bit about this conflict between the U.S. and the U.K., which was not, in this case, based on the president's tweets.
I mean, our whole history is a country that never should have happened. That never should have survived. And this was another example of that. I mean, we We find a way to beat the world's only superpower once, and we did it with the help of France. And since that time, the British wanted to send a message to all their other colonies, don't try what they did, and we want revenge. You won't get revenge. And it really came to fruition in 1812. We asked for the war, but we really had no choice. They were taking our guys off ships, taking our merchant boats off ships. They never really abided by the treaty that ended the Revolutionary War. They stayed in the Midwest, kept on rattling settlers by paying off these Native American Indian tribes. So there was a war waiting to happen. But when America stepped up, they found themselves overmatched in every way, on the seas and on land. And we were getting routed. Until things turned around in the Battle of Baltimore and Andrew Jackson got involved, thanks to the future President James Monroe and the current President James Madison. And you just had a guy who was orphaned at 13, born in America, bled red, white, and blue, hated the British, and he wanted revenge. They killed both his brothers. They both died during the war, and his mom died during the war. He blamed the British for that, and he wanted revenge, and this was his opportunity. But no one thought Andrew Jackson really was much. He never had formal military training, never really was one of the establishment. But when he got involved, he was a motivator of men. When he got involved, he was a leader, willing to take on the fight in front, and he won a series of battles. But with 1,400 guys taking on 10,000 in New Orleans, no one gave him a shot. But in 3 weeks, he put together a very diverse army of free blacks at the time, of pirates, sharpshooters from Tennessee and Kentucky, and regular militia, kept 5,000 guys, and he destroyed a 10,000-man army in under an hour. And that's what we try to detail in the book, the strategy he used and the way he did it.
That's amazing that he would succeed under those odds, which were clearly against him, fighting what was the premier military power in the world. Now this was also the war in which both Washington, D.C. was burned by the British, and the one in which the British bombarded Fort McHenry and inspired the writing of the words to the national anthem.
100%. And you're looking at a country that was absolutely on the brink. And what they did is what we always do. When we were divided, the northern states didn't want to participate in the war. But once they burned Washington and we saw how completely we were being destroyed, America, including Francis Scott Key, who was against the war, rallied. They said, okay, enough. Put everything aside. We got to fight. And the spirit of 76 came back. And you watch a country wake up and start fighting and adjusting. And the British never adjusted. They fought the same way where they beat Napoleon as they did when they tried to beat us. And we were relentless. We had nowhere to go. The British had a long way to go. A lot of them wanted to be home. And we won at Horseshoe Bend, won in Pensacola, won in Mobile. All of a sudden, things started to change. And in New Orleans, by the time they showed up, they expected to go right through our militia because they had this huge force. But we didn't give them one, Jackson didn't give them one peaceful night in our soil. The first day they landed, as soon as night fell, a barge ship started shooting cannons into their encampment. And Jackson's men came flying down the hill with axes and started chopping up the British, 500 of them. And they said, wait a second, we were going through these guys like paper mache. What happened? Well, Jackson happened. And Jackson had no choice. He's going to die, win or die trying. He told people in New Orleans, I don't care what your loyalties are. You're an American now. And if, by the way, if you think that we're going to let the British get this city, we'll burn it down first. So I need everybody who can fight with a gun to report to duty. And he rallied, he drilled, he had parades, and in 3 weeks we were ready to go. And he had a great plan, build a mini wall, redig a canal that was there, the Rodriguez Canal, fill it up with water, and then challenge them to go past us. And built a berm behind in case they did penetrate that. The British were never able to figure it out. Killed two generals, seven colonels, and 70-plus officers rapidly. And the British infantry basically decided, we're going to be dead or play dead. And they had to surrender. And even though the war had officially ended earlier, right before Christmas, word didn't get, there was no Twitter. I know the president would have really suffered then. So there's no way to tell anybody. So Jackson thought they were going to beat him regardless and hold on to it. He wrote about that. People say, I didn't have to fight the battle of New Orleans. The British were going to hold New Orleans. They weren't going to let us grow past the Mississippi. They feared that thing called democracy. They hated the freedom. They hated the idea of elections. It's not good if you're a king or a queen. But the thing is, it all worked. People kept coming. We kept growing. And our enemy became our ally in Britain. Up until yesterday, when the president was tweeting with Theresa May.
Well, things change over the course of time, but perhaps we can patch things over. Really, an amazing military leader, Andrew Jackson, and an amazing political leader as he evolved. We're speaking with Brian Kilmeade. He is the author of Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, the battle that shaped America's destiny. What did this battle do for Andrew Jackson's stature and image in the country?
Great question. He became the most famous man in America. And everyone, when he left the Hermitage, he was famous locally. When he came back, he was a national hero. And when word came back to Washington that we had won the war, we had won the battle, at the same time knocking on the door with these people from the Hartford Convention, the northern states, saying, we'd like to secede. And they said, well, you're not allowed to secede. We won't hear of it. And by the way, we just won the war. We just won the battle. The war was a draw. We paid a tremendous price, but we never would be invaded again. And they credited Jackson for overcoming the odds. They wrote songs about him. They wrote books about him. And he decided, I'm going to go run for president. I've already been a congressman, a senator, a lawyer, an attorney general, now a militia general. What is left for me? And at 13, he was orphaned with no one. Instead of being a criminal or a vagrant, like some people, he decided to test the American dream. He said, everyone's going to know my name. And they did. Some hated him. Some loved him. Some still debate him today. A lot of Native Americans don't like him. A lot of historians do. Others say he's got to get off the 20. But he's a consequential president. FDR, Teddy Roosevelt, Harry Truman, Ronald Reagan, Abraham Lincoln cited him as their model. And you have President Trump, who has the picture hanging in the Oval Office.
We're speaking with Brian Kilmeade, the author of Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans. And as you mentioned, he is a controversial figure today, though that's true of many of the great leaders of his era who were just living in the context of a very different historical time. Especially as president, how was he viewed in his own time, especially compared to those that came before him in the White House?
He legitimately won three elections. It was thrown into the House, and John Quincy Adams ends up being the consensus candidate. Then he won the next two pretty easily. What he was is very popular because he didn't go to Washington. He actually went into the people. He was the first ever campaign, the first Democrat, too. And he was the first to go and look at the big banks and say, I don't think you're working for the people. A lot of people have problems with that. Also, he went to lawmakers, and he would threaten them, and he'd corral them and harangue them. And the same thing Trump does today. So he was the first to really assert the authority of the presidency instead of being a co-equal branch. He said, no, I'm the man. And that's the way he approached things. He also surrounded himself with his family. That aggravated people. They said, wait a second. We got experienced people here. What are you bringing your niece with you? You know, his wife died after the election because of the stress of the election.
Right.
They say she had a heart attack. And he was extremely attached to her, almost Nancy Reagan or Ronald Reagan-like. So he surrounded himself with his family. That bothered him. He also criticized his predecessors. Now, when Trump did that, what's the big deal? Well, when he did that, he was criticizing the founding fathers. So think about the audacity there.
Brian Kilmeade, he is the author of Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, the battle that shaped America's destiny. Thank you so much for being on with us today.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate the time. Thanks, Derek.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
Information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Mike Hewitt here. Who would have guessed a country that provides more for more people than any other country now or in human history because of capitalism would be steeped in debate over socialism, especially given the indisputable failures of socialism? Our media is the only constitutionally protected enterprise in America. With that comes a tremendous responsibility to be anchored in truth, the entire and complete truth. They're not interviewing immigrants from Honduras, Guatemala, or El Salvador, asking why they risked all to leave socialistic economies. They're not seeking out Venezuelan, Cuban, or former Soviet citizens to inquire how that worked out for them. Come on, journalists, give us the unvarnished, unbiased, entire truth. Let us decide. The American people are smarter than you think. And teachers, you have a responsibility beyond your own politics as well. Agree or disagree, find the Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook and tell us what you think.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. We're very pleased to have on the program today legendary writer Anne Rice, her son Christopher Rice. Their new book is Ramses the Damned, The Passion of Cleopatra. Anne and Christopher, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Delighted. Thanks for having us.
Well, let's just get this out of the way right at the beginning. How many mummy dearest jokes have you had to put up with talking about this book?
None. You're the first.
Wow.
Yeah, really. I was, now that
mummy
I think about
dearest.
It. Mummy
wow.
dearest.
That's cool. Why didn't we think of that?
Maybe one blog used it. I think now that I think about it, I think maybe one person. But I think you're the first, Derek.
Well, I am very honored to have a broadcast exclusive on that. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. So tell us about this is a sequel to the book The Mummy. What is the plot set up here in Ramses the Damned? This takes place in 1914 in Edwardian times. What are we looking at?
Well, Ramses is a pharaoh who discovered the elixir of life in ancient times. He drank it, he's immortal, and he's resurrected in 1914 by an archaeologist. He had retreated to his tomb, mourning for his love, Cleopatra. And she's dead when he entombs himself. He's resurrected, and he finds himself in the world of London in 1914. He comes alive in a residence, actually, where all these artifacts have been put, including his mummy. And he wakes up witnessing an attempted murder. He stops it and saves this beautiful young woman, Julie Stratford, from being viciously murdered by her cousin, Henry, and falls in love with her. And she shows him the world of 1914. However, at the heart of that novel, he finds the body of Cleopatra in the Cairo Museum, and he makes the terrible mistake of pouring the elixir of life all over the body. And Cleopatra comes back. It's a disaster. That novel ends with a cliffhanger. They think she's destroyed. We know she's alive. And the new novel opens with Cleopatra searching for Ramses and Julie, and we don't know what her motives are. And we also meet other immortals, particularly an African queen, Bektaten, who once ruled a great African kingdom that's now been swallowed by the jungles of equatorial Africa. And Bektaten is the one who actually discovered the elixir. And she's far more ancient even than Ramses. And we get to do her story and her people, and many things happen. In fact, you know, one of the things Christopher brought to this was a lot of exciting plotting and the garden party.
There's the garden party from hell. Yes, I was like, you. There's the garden
exactly.
party from hell.
Yeah.
But you know, that was also in the DNA of the original book. I think I should give Mom some credit. The original book really is an adventurous romantic romp that has its creative inspirations in the works of H. Rider Haggard and Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Yeah.
And so it was a natural fit for me to come in on this. And I think, you know, it was a great place for us to start collaborating on a book because the world was already built. And the responsibility was to satisfy those fans of the early book and to also tell a unique and interesting standalone story that continues the universe. And I think what that meant is there was just less for us to argue about. You know, I think if two independent-minded writers are inventing something out of whole cloth, there's a lot more fighting around the table with the notepads than we necessarily had to do on this.
I would find it difficult to go through a long creative process with my mom or my dad or anyone close in my family that I wasn't already used to doing that with. What was the process like for writing Ramses the Damned? What is your relationship on a creative level like?
Well, every collaboration is different. You know, and I think what we figured out is the method that works for us. And we sat down together, hammered out the beats of the story, and then I went off to write a complete draft and brought it back to Mom and gave her the time to really sort of tear it apart. Not tear it apart, but really, you know, it was not meant to be the final book. It was meant to be the first draft. And so it allowed Mom to give a lot of her input and to shape the story, particularly in ways where I had spun off in a tonal direction that maybe wasn't faithful to the world of the first book. And it was really great. And then I went off and wrote another draft, and then Mom did the final pass to make sure it had the atmosphere and the tone and the feel of an Anne Rice novel and throughout.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our ultimate goal was to make sure that nobody could look at the book and say, Anne wrote this chapter and Christopher wrote that chapter. Mm-hmm. We wanted it to be a vivid and seamless thing. And based on the early responses, it sounds like it is for most people.
We're speaking with Anne Rice and Christopher Rice. They're the co-authors of Ramses the Damned, The Passion of Cleopatra. You know, in the 1920s, when the contents of the Egyptian tombs were discovered and made widely known in the West, there were decades of fascination that obviously resound to this day around the culture of that time and place. How do you think that has changed when the nature of what we hear about what comes out of Egypt and the Middle East today is so different?
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, when I was growing up in the early 40s, we went to the museum to see an entire exhibit in New Orleans of Egyptian artifacts. It was traveling through, and I saw my first mummy in a mummy case when I was just a little girl. And it really was very romantic and mysterious, the whole idea of ancient Egypt. And I grew up reading stories of how Carter had discovered Tutankhamun's tomb, all of that. Today, right now, there are actually great discoveries going on in Egypt, but everybody's mind is on conflict. And we, you know, it's like I wanted to take Christopher when he was a child to Egypt so he could begin his travels of the world in that place, and there was never a safe time to go. We just have had so much conflict, so much strife, we could never make that journey. So I would say today that in many, many quarters, it's still exciting, it's still interesting, people are still bewitched by ancient Egypt, enchanted by it. But a lot of people in the world are not. It's nothing as widely known as it was in the 20s.
You know, in terms of how people see Egypt in relationship to these books, and I think one of the things that was so compelling to me about the universe is that Mom really went and took an old 1950s horror movie trope, and she made, as she had done with vampires, she made the character that is traditionally the monster who just stalks around terrifying white people. She made him the hero, and she made him brilliant and charismatic, and when the shroud came off, he was the center of the story and the soul of the story in a way that nobody had really done with the mummy legend before. And I think that gets to the idea that there is something of enormous value in the history of the ancient world to all of us, as opposed to that sort of, I don't know, conservative way of seeing it as a corrupting force or something that's going to pollute the West. You know, it really is a sense that this is the seat of great wisdom and great insight, and that these immortal characters, even Cleopatra, as she finds in our version, is reawakened against her will and so has this sort of early monstrous form. She finds her way in this book, I don't want to give too much away, and also becomes a vessel of great wisdom for the people around her, because I think that is sort of the Anne Rice stamp, is what does our world look like, or what does 1914 or 1984 look like through the eyes of someone who has lived forever. Mm-hmm. And wow. And that's the joy of slipping into a book. And I, you know, my job was to contribute to that on this project.
The characters and worlds that you create are always wonderful and always fascinating. Anne Rice and Christopher Rice, they're the authors of Ramses the Damned, The Passion of Cleopatra. Thank you so much for writing this, and thank you for being with us on Now It's the News.
Thanks for having us.
It's really been a pleasure.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
This is the chopper!
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before boarding Air Force One, President Trump says he believes it's a disgrace that Democratic candidates for president are not attending the pro-Israel conference next week.
The Democrats have very much proven to be anti-Israel. There's no question about that.
What?
I don't know what's happened to them, but they are totally anti-Israel. Frankly, I think they're anti-Jewish.
An Indonesian airline is trying to cancel a nearly $5 billion order for Boeing's 737 MAX jet airliner. The airline ordered the planes back in 2014 and has taken delivery of one of the planes, but with everything going on with Boeing, they're saying thanks, but no thanks. USC Aviation Safety and Security Program Director Thomas Anthony tells NBC News.
And ultimately, it is up to that regulator, in this case the FAA, to say what is a safe and certificated aircraft.
This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair, and today we have with us Alex Palmer. He's the author of the new Weirdopedia, the ultimate book of surprising, strange, and incredibly bizarre facts about, supposedly, ordinary things. Alex, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Derek.
So, with so much weird stuff going on in the news these days, why did you feel compelled to compile this additional weird compendium of things?
I know, right? We can just look at the headlines, and that's probably enough weirdness for our week.
And we document many of them here on Now It's the News.
I understand that. Yeah. So. With this book, it was. I've always kind of liked these sort of learning, sort of surprising things about maybe it's a counterintuitive fact about something you think you know, or just something you use every day, and then you realize there's some other aspect to it or a history to it that you didn't know. And I've always sort of liked that. But you know, sort of you'd be at like a party or something, and a friend will tell you, it's impossible to tickle yourself. You have no idea that you try it and then realize it actually is. Or deer actually kill more people each year than airplane crashes. Sort of some
wow.
odd things like that. Yeah, and so sort of being interested in those, I decided it would be really fun to sort of have it in a kind of organized, almost sort of bizarro encyclopedia where you could go into any letter, go into a different subject, and find some odd facts that are organized in sort of a fun way that you could sort of just pick it up and open it up to any page and find something interesting and surprising.
Well, I know there's still a huge demand for it because my 12-year-old daughter is constantly checking out of the library, the books of strange facts or the Guinness Book of World Records or things
right.
like that. So this seems very much in that same line. I do want to go back to what you just mentioned, though, in terms of the deer killing people. Do we need to be on the alert for a deer crime wave, or is that automobile
yeah.
accidents, or how does that work?
Yeah, we better watch out. They might be deer on the loose everywhere. it's actually from primarily automobile accidents. There was 100 some, and then with deer, they kill several hundred people each year. That when you actually look at the statistics, it's kind of surprising. Something I don't think a lot of people are walking around with fears of deer coming at them, but airplanes certainly a lot more scary, even if less threatening.
So, Bambi, not so calm, not so gentle after all, beware.
Absolutely. Watch out for it.
We're speaking with Alex Palmer, the author of Weirdopedia. Alex, to you, what was the most fascinating weird fact? I know there must be a plethora of them as contained in this book, but what stood out to you the most in the process
yeah.
of researching this?
Yeah, well, it was kind of a mix of different facts. Some of them I liked because they really were useful in my own life, things that I would have no idea about, something like, toothpaste can remove ink stains from clothes. It's something
really?
I never knew, and then you tried it, and you're like, oh, that's great. That really worked. And then there's things that are just sort of, handy like that or that make you think about things a little differently. Like apparently they've actually done studies in the first There's, you know, you go into a public restroom, and the first bathroom, the first stall, is actually the one least likely to be used. It's also going to have the least amount of, you know, bacteria and worries about that. So that's the, you know, you just start, like, using that one.
Now, have they done psychological studies as to why people tend to avoid the first stall in the bathroom?
That's a great question. That's probably a whole other study. I don't know if they've done any follow-up. But I think that would be, absolutely, that'll be the sequel. that's great. But I think the one that really kind of stood out as sort of a really kind of shocking or strange fact was this, I found out about this, wasp, this Costa Rican wasp that would actually, plants its eggs in this orb spider, and then they end up sort of, it paralyzes the spider, and then when it 2 weeks later, these things sort of take control of the spider and turn into this sort of zombie that ends up creating a kind of bizarre web that they end up using as their own nest. So, and then they take out the spider. So it was sort of shocking to sort of hear that Mother Nature could be, you know, quite so, have such a dark sense of humor, I guess, and be so sort of bleak.
And for those who put off the ideas of zombie attacks as merely a figment of the imagination or science fiction, it does actually take place, apparently.
Yeah, and that's sort of some of the things that kind of doing this research, you sort of discover some of the things that are, we sort of imagine these, you know, fantasy ideas. If you go, you know, a little further into the animal kingdom, these things are actually, some of these are actually happening.
We're speaking with Alex Palmer. He's the author of Weirdopedia, the ultimate book of surprising, strange, and incredibly bizarre facts about supposedly ordinary things. How on earth did you get into collecting facts like this? What inspired you? What's your background on this?
Yeah, you know, I'm a journalist. I primarily write like business and travel writing and things like that. But as I've been doing that, I've always sort of had an interest in kind of more of a, you know, quirky history and looking at sort of behind the scenes of these subjects that I'm writing about. And a lot of these times, these things can't sort of become part of the story. You have to dig a little, you know, you don't have the opportunity to sort of publish these. And so we started sort of collecting them and had, you know, kind of a handful of interesting facts and ideas. And then it sort of developed into kind of a broader, let's you know, look at a number of different subjects. So with the book, we were able to have, you know, an entire chapter on food and drink and just looking at those, a whole chapter on, you know, work and odd things, you know, facts about taking breaks and, you know, the value of, like, napping and how that actually, folks who nap during a day actually have a 37% lower chance of having a heart attack. So kind of odd things like that. And it ends up, it was a sort of an opportunity to just kind of put it all into a compendium where you can have this sort of convenient bathroom reader that just open to, you know, any page, bring it to a party or, you know, have something sort of handy. And then also looks at sort of, you know, the natural world with, as I mentioned, sort of the insects, and then there's also, you know, a whole thing on animals and just nature in general. And sort of able to just sort of cover a broad range. But the research part of it was definitely kind of a, you know, sort of a multi-pronged approach of just as I would, you know, I would go to the library, go to our, you know, New York Public Library and dig into the stacks there on it. If I knew a specific topic I wanted to learn a little bit more about, say, like, you know, unusual types of apples. There's you know, hundreds of different types, you know, like Granny Smith and that sort of thing. But there's a couple, you know, even more, you know, bizarre ones. There's a whole list of the book of some of these names. So something, you know, sort of very specific like that. Other times it would be just seeing the headlines of, you know, of the New York Times and something would sort of catch your eye. And, you know, pulling some specific fact out of that really stood out and being able to turn that into kind of a standalone kind of eyebrow raiser.
Well, one of the main focuses here on Now It's the News is politics, voting, law. Are there any strange facts that stand out to you in any of those subjects, areas of human endeavor in particular?
Yeah, well, one of the facts in the book is that I think it was since 1900 they've tracked and these political scientists have determined that it was always the most optimistic candidate that won the presidency. Wow. So it was pretty consistent through the whole history. So how exactly they decided that, you have to kind of like determine who qualified for the most optimistic. You probably have to dig into the research a little bit more. But that one stands out as far as a political sort of fact.
the more negative candidate didn't tend to fare as well, in other words.
No, yeah, at least, yeah, according to these political scientists, no.
We've been speaking with Alex Palmer, the author of Weirdopedia, the ultimate book of surprising, strange, and incredibly bizarre facts about supposedly ordinary things.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
Now it's the news.com. Get to the chopper!
More coming up next. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
I'm Wolf Blitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, yes!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. I have in front of me a bright yellow book, the title of which is Encyclopedia Paranoica. It has a bright red exclamation point. It has been written by Henry Beard and Christopher Cerf, who we have on the line with us here. It is subtitled The Indispensable Guide to Everyone and Everything You Should Be Afraid of or Worried About. Christopher Cerf, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, Derek.
My first question to you is, what's that? What's all around me? What should I be afraid of? What's going
just
on?
Just about everything, unfortunately. And many things that you thought were safe, are not. And many things that you knew were dangerous, we tell you about, too.
What do you think I should be afraid of the most right now in this moment sitting here as I am talking to you. I mean, are there germs on the microphone?
Yes, there are germs on the microphone. Are you the only person who used that microphone?
I'm afraid I'm not, no.
And, of course, you can't wash the microphone to disinfect it because it's electronic, and that would be bad for it.
That's right.
So there's really no way out there. Probably you have a coffee mug there or something like that. And
yeah.
I don't know whether how often you take that home and clean it out with disinfectant.
And as we speak, I'm looking out the window. It's windy. It's threatening rain. There might be a storm, possibly a hurricane. I'm not sure. There's just one thing after another. How do we deal with this? How does your book help us process this? Is it just basically a warning book? Should we run around in circles? What's the best solution here? Pulling our hair out, which direction do we go?
Well, unfortunately, I think what you'll find if you check out all the cross-references in our book is that there really is no way out. Yeah. And I'm not sure whether we're really providing a service therefore, but there are small things you can do to avoid one hazard or another. For example, autumn leaves. People have been going out to look at autumn leaves over the last few weeks. They shouldn't have done that because, your car, if you drove to see them, has a catalytic converter that's very hot and can set the leaves on fire when you drive over them. So if we saved a few people's lives because they read that entry, they're probably going to end up dying from some other horrible thing, but We try to help you at least in the short run. That's our goal.
Well, much appreciated. We're speaking with Christopher Cerf, the co-author of Encyclopedia Paranoica. And I'll just mention at this point that it was just this last weekend in my part of the world that virtually all the leaves fell off the trees. So catalytic converters, it's got to be very dangerous, even having driven in this morning to the studio.
Well, it was, but if you had taken the train, many trained people will tell you, and of course we dutifully report this in the Encyclopedia Paranoica, that leaves on the rails make for very slippery rails and cause frequent derailments. So, staying at home is probably the best idea, but of course home is not really a safe place either.
It's a very dangerous place. A couple of years back I broke my leg, climbing up on a ladder right outside.
Well, that of course, that goes without saying, but just simple things like, if you have, a satchel, or a woman has a purse and they put it on the ground and then they bring it into the house and put it on the kitchen counter, that's bringing all kinds of germs onto the counter that then gets onto your food. And of course, you can't do anything about that. You can't even wash your hands.
No, you can't because
there's a woman that we quote. Everything in our book is quoted from experts, by the way. We didn't make any of this up.
Right.
But there is an expert who says that washing your hands too frequently causes little cracks to form in your skin, and then bacteria get into those cracks, so you're damned if you wash your hands, and you're damned if you don't.
Christopher Cerf, are we allowed to enjoy life at all, or is that in itself a dangerous activity, trying to enjoy life and pretending like everything around us at any moment mightn't possibly kill us?
Well, I suppose you could blind yourself if you want, Derek, and I'm sorry that blind is a word I shouldn't use. It's offensive to many people, but you can, I guess, try to get through life that way. But, of course, if you drink too much or do various other things that you think are enjoyable, they themselves may be dangerous. But, of course, the asteroid Apophis is headed toward the Earth anyway and is probably or could very well crack into it in a few years.
That's true.
If the Mayan calendar ends doesn't occur first on December 21st.
Well, let's address that because we are coming up on the end of the Mayan calendar. Could that be the paranoid advent that trumps all the other paranoid instances that you outline in your book, and is that why you came out with the book when you did?
Totally why we came out, because obviously if all the other warnings are useless after December 21st, if that's the end, but we wanted to get the book there to you so that you could fail to enjoy the month in between, But, of course, many people are now kind of hedging their bet and saying that the Mayan calendar did not account for leap years. So even if we get by December 21st, we're not out of the woods with that one yet.
So we may have a couple of additional years of paranoia, even if the Mayan calendar is incorrect.
Oh, for sure. And then there's Comet Catalina, which is on a collision course with the Earth, quite possibly also. But that's coming after Apophis, so you don't have to worry about Catalina until Apophis goes by safely, if it does.
Well, that's a relief. We're speaking with Christopher Cerf, the co-author of Encyclopedia Paranoica. I'm a parent. Christopher, what paranoia is it most important that I engage in on behalf of my children?
Well, I mean, the list is very, very long, Derek, but one thing that immediately occurs to me at the holiday season, a couple of things. One is that laughing or crying while eating is a choking hazard.
Right.
So that's true for adults, too, but you need to teach your children never to laugh or cry while they're eating. And I recommend that you make a point of saying nothing really funny or anything really sad at those times.
I'm on the verge of choking right now, just in reaction to your response.
Of course, yes. And depression, isn't good for your health either. So no. You have to be careful. Mall Santas. I must warn you about Santas, for sure.
Right. Yes.
There's a man named Nathan Grills who wrote an article in the British Medical Journal pointing out the danger that mall Santas are disease carriers. Of course, because little Johnny sits on the knee of Santa and he coughs into the beard, and then other kids sit on the lap and, there you go.
Santa, by his very nature, is basically a disease vector.
He is a disease vector. Right. That is well put, and I see that you've been studying your Encyclopedia Paranoica.
Absolutely.
Also, the acting surgeon general a few years ago warned about Santa's girth. He thought he was setting a very bad example, to overweight kids, and that he should be portrayed as skinny and really in good shape. I haven't noticed that trend going forward too well yet, but we can always hope.
That's true. Well, of course, if Santa were to exercise adequately, he might overdo it and potentially cause some sports injury to himself.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
My gosh, you know a lot about this already. Exercise is one of the many things, almost everything in the book, that where you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. If you don't get enough exercise, of course, you risk all kinds of things like heart attacks and obesity and all.
Right.
But, of course, if you haven't gotten exercise and then you plunge into it, that very strenuous work that you're doing on top of having done nothing is even more dangerous than just sitting there. But sitting is bad, too.
In fact, there
was a study done that shows that if you sit for many hours, your life is shortened.
It's true.
So the people that did that study recommend that you stand up even at work, and that you get a stand-up desk. But, of course, people have discovered that productivity goes way down when you're standing up all day. It's not a very good way to concentrate and comfortably work on your computer, though somebody has invented a stationary bicycle that's part of your desk. So you can sit there and exercise while you're writing. But, of course, that brings you back to that whole danger of overdoing it and dying of a heart attack. I'm so sorry to have to tell your listeners all these terribly scary things.
Christopher, sir, co-author of Encyclopedia Paranoica, how do we live?
Well, I'm not sure we do. that's the tragic thing.
That's true. We're all cruising towards death eventually here. So really, yours is kind of a book, essentially, in its root, filled with a fair amount of existential angst here.
Oh, well, you bet.
I've referred to it and spent many nights late into the night, unable to sleep, reading Encyclopedia Paranoica. Its author or co-author, Christopher Cerf, has been with us today. Christopher, thank you so much. I think
so too. Thank you, Derek.
That's all the time we have this week on Now It's the News. Now It's the News was created and produced by Derek Blair. Go to nowitsthenews.com for more information or follow me at Now It's the News. Until next week, I'm Derek Blair.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems.
Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A status hearing for accused Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz is over, but not before things got a bit heated in the courtroom. At one point, the judge ordered a recess after a tense exchange with Cruz's public defender.
Judge, you are putting words into my mouth.
Being disrespectful.
Judge, I have to repeat myself for you so that you can understand what I'm saying.
Ms. McNeil, we're going to take a five-minute recess. You need to take a deep breath.
The exchange happened during a debate over evidence the defense wants turned over from prosecutors and police. A West Texas deputy is clinging to life following a shooting. El Paso County Sheriff Richard Riles says the deputy was shot multiple times early this morning during a traffic stop. Doctors are currently performing emergency surgery. It's not known why the suspects opened fire on the deputy, but they are in custody pending charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Two more U.S. service members have lost their lives in Afghanistan. The statement released by the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission did not provide a lot of details, saying only that the duo was killed while conducting an operation. There are more than 8,000 American forces in Afghanistan working to help the Afghan troops in fighting the Taliban. World Water Day takes place every year on March 22nd to highlight the importance of water in the life of everyone. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Clean water frees people from deadly diseases while it liberates others from gathering dirty water from contaminated sources. Holly Frew is with World Vision.
There are 844 million people that still do not have access to clean water, which is really hard for us to fathom because, you know, we get to just walk to the tap every day and, like, you know, get clean water. And that's not the case around the world.
Globally, nearly 1,000 children under the age of 5 die every day from contaminated water. I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many high-profile Democrats have advocated for expanding the Supreme Court justices, including 2020 presidential candidates Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Robert O'Rourke. Republican Congressman Mark Green from Tennessee recently announced that he will be introducing an amendment that would limit the Supreme Court to only 9 members. He explains to Fox News why.
My oath was to the Constitution, to defend the Constitution of the United States. And that's what this is, a big threat to the Constitution. Court packing is simply just the left's attempt to put activist judges on the court.
There's no word yet on when Jeanine Pirro will be returning to Fox News. Here's the latest from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Her Fox News primetime show, Justice with Judge Jeanine, has been bumped for a second straight week without explanation. Instead of Justice with Judge Jeanine, Fox will be airing Scandalous, the trial of William Kennedy Smith, at 9 p.m. Eastern, the same show that aired last Saturday in her time slot. Pirro was suspended by Fox after she read a scripted commentary questioning Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's patriotism on her March 9th broadcast, and it was criticized as Islamophobic. Fox publicly condemned the host's comments, and according to a source familiar with the matter, privately suspended her. Fox News declined to comment, though, and in recent days continued to say it won't elaborate on what it calls mere scheduling changes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Good afternoon.